Berry Gordy Jr. is giving up his last piece of the Motown kingdom. Gordy announced this week that he was selling his final stake in roughly 15,000 songs to the EMI Music Publishing Company. EMI will have complete ownership of the songs. Motown Records' parent, Universal Music Group, owns the rights to the original recordings of the songs. This marks the first time Motown will be officially separated from its founder. Martin Bandier is president and CEO of EMI Music Publishing. He called Gordy the night before the deal was announced and says that Gordy was feeling sentimental about letting go of the collection.
I think he looks at the songs like they're his children. I think it's with great reluctance that you separate yourself from that.
The catalog, known as Jobette Publishing, spans the sound of Motown, from The Temptations to The Supremes. To Marvin Gaye. Smokey Robinson. For more than 40 years, Motown has churned out dozens of hit singles. Speaking to NPR in 1994, Berry Gordy remembered what it was like to create those hits. He said his team would gather on Friday mornings and he'd ask them one question to decide which songs were worthy of release.
Well, if you had $1 and you were hungry, would you buy this record or would you buy a hot dog? And usually they would always pick the hot dog, but how long they took always told us how great the record was.
The hits make up only about 5% of the Jobette collection. Most of the material was never released to the public. Paul Barker used to manage the sound archives for Jobette. He says that along with the proven hits, there are songs that still might turn out to be jewels when polished by other artists.
You know, you're starting with a hit, and that's priceless. I think what will be new and exciting for current artists is that they can sing a never-before-released Smokey Robinson song that might have been written 40 years ago. And it can be their own. It can be their own original hit.
The Motown hits still get significant radio play, and they're used successfully as commercial jingles. In his book, Motown, Music, Money, Sex, and Power, Gerald Posner followed the shrewd business dealings of Gordy. Still, Posner thinks Gordy's decision to sell is very personal.
This was his creation, his baby in that sense, and the songs were his in some way because he's the co-writer on many of them. He did the lyrics. He was a songwriter, and a songwriter with some talent. So that it's quite interesting that I think that this was more than just a businessman finally letting go of the last vestige of a company that he had founded.
Posner thinks Gordy now wants to use the money he's earned for other projects, such as fundraising for the Democratic Party and his own charitable work. Gordy made $80 million from the deal with EMI, and he'll still earn residuals on songs he wrote for Motown. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedford.